We started the service with part of Isaiah chapter 11. I'm going to read Isaiah 11 verses 2 and 3 out of the Amplified Bible. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the reverential and obedient fear of the Lord. And shall make him quick of understanding, and his delight shall be in the reverential and obedient fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, neither decide by the hearing of his ears. Lord, I thank you that your word reveals who you are and who you would have us to look for you to be in our lives. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would open our hearts tonight to understand your ministry as the spirit of the fear of the Lord, that we would never wander from the fear of your presence, in Jesus' name. There's two words in Hebrew that are translated in English as fear. The first is pakad, which means a sudden alarm, dread, dreadful, fear, or terror. Those of you who were sleeping just had pakad, a sudden startle. It's okay to be startled, because it alerts us to something that's changing. It's not okay to be overcome by fear, because the scripture says that perfect love casts out all fear. Fear is the motivation and the operational principle of the kingdom of darkness. The second word that's translated as fear is yara or yare. It means fearing. It means morally reverent. It's a reverential fear that's associated with the authority, the power, and the holiness of our Creator God. In Greek, there is primarily only one word for fear, and that's phobio. That happens to be the word that the criminal used on the cross. Do you not phobio God? It can mean to frighten or be alarmed, but it's also to stand in awe of, or to revere, or to be exceedingly reverent of God. I don't know anybody who can be exceedingly reverent of an idol. The Bible even makes a mockery of those who try. It says you cut down a tree, you cut it up, you cook your meal on it, and then you carve the rest of it and bow down and worship it. When you think about it, it's pretty funny that we would worship the very substance. It's like taking your charcoal grill and worshiping the charcoal after you cook your meal. Phobio gives rise to the English words that have to do with phobia. Fear of this, fear of that. This word is found about 100 times in the New Testament, and 7 times it's found in Luke chapter 12, the chapter in which Jesus himself defines the fear of the Lord. Although there's only one word in the Greek in Luke chapter 12 for fear, there are 3 different meanings in that chapter for each one. 2 of them are bad, and 1 of the contexts is good. In Luke chapter 12, verse 5, Jesus says, "I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who has the authority to kill and afterward cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him." God is holy, and he's all-powerful. He punishes evil. The world doesn't think that today, but he does. The fear of the Lord is eternal. It's not something that passed away at the cross. It's not something that passed away 500 years ago with Martin Luther. It's not something that passed away with the last revival that swept the United States. The pure reverence of his holiness, his power, and the hatred of evil is beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. When there are great miracles, there must be an accompanying fear of God. When you see great miracles, if the fear of God is not riled up in you, there is something wrong. He who is powerful to heal sickness is also powerful to punish sin. I want, but don't touch. The fear of the Lord will wipe out my sin. Sin and sickness are both evil, and God's holy power destroys evil. If we are to rejoice at his power to heal the sick, so should we have an awesome fear of his power to punish sin. I don't want to see his judgment fall on anyone. It is coming. If the Bible says that he will have to do it because of Sodom and Gomorrah, that was total destruction. I don't want to see the wrath of the Lord on anyone. If we have the fear of the Lord, we will cry out to him for those who, like each of us, deserved his wrath. I deserved to die many times, doing stupid, foolish things, putting myself in harm's way. But God, his power to destroy evil is awesome. Awe is a good way to define the fear of the Lord. Many people are going to worship the sun and the moon at the same time Monday afternoon. That's not reverencing God. There are people who are going to stand in awe of the eclipse that he brings, but there are many people who are going to worship their sun god or their moon god. That's ancient Egyptian worship, by the way. It's the root of Freemasonry. See, Father is awesome, and we have awe. We get to be in awe of the awesome one. Not to say anything against your generation, but too much is awesome in your generation. Huh? Casey just said our generation called it groovy. Doesn't even come close to the awe of God. Only God is awesome. Well, some of you guys are too. Only because of him. So I'm going to take some time tonight to tell you what the Bible says, what God says about the fear of the Lord. I'm not even going to give you the scriptures. Do you know that chapters and verse weren't in them when they were first written? They were there for us to be able to become religious. Oops. But I will give my notes to Lynn and she can send them to everybody. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you to revere and worshipfully fear the Lord. Now then, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Be very careful what you do, for the Lord our God will have no part in unrighteousness or partiality or in the taking of a bribe. Then he charged them, saying, thus you shall do in the fear of the Lord, faithfully and wholeheartedly. But to man he said, behold, the reverential and worshipful fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. and to depart from evil is understanding. The reverent fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. The reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and skill, the proceeding in the first essential, the prerequisite in the alphabet, a good understanding. Wisdom and meaning have all those who will do the will of the Lord. Their praise of him endures forever. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning and the principal and choice part of knowledge, its starting point and its essence. But fools despise skillful and godly wisdom, instruction, and discipline. Then they will call upon me wisdom, but I will not answer. They will seek me early and diligently, but they will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord, would accept none of my counsel, and despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be satiated with their own devices. Then you will understand the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord and the knowledge of our omniscient God. The reverent fear and worshipful awe of the Lord includes the hatred of evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way, and perverted and twisted speech I hate. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning, the chief and choice part of wisdom. And knowledge of the Holy One is insight and understanding. For by me, wisdom from God, your days shall be multiplied, and the years of your life shall be increased. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you scorn, you alone will bear it and pay the penalty. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord prolongs one's days, but the years of the wicked shall be made short. In the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children shall always have a place of refuge. Reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is a fountain of life that one may avoid the snares of death. Better is a little with reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord than great and rich treasure and trouble with it. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord brings instruction and wisdom, and humility comes before honor. By mercy and love, truth and fidelity to God and man, not by sacrificial offerings, iniquity is purged out of the heart. And by the reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord, men depart from and avoid evil. The reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it rests satisfied. He cannot be visited with actual evil. The reward of humility and the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord are riches and honor in life. Let not your heart envy sinners, but continue in reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is a greater end, a future, and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off. And there shall be stability in your times, an abundance of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The reverent fear and worship of the Lord is your treasure and his. So the church throughout the whole of Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was edified, growing in wisdom, virtue, and piety, and walking in respect and reverential fear of the Lord, and in the consolation and exhortation of the Holy Spirit, continued to increase and was multiplied. Therefore, being conscious of fearing the Lord with respect and reverence, we seek to win people over to persuade them. But what sort of persons we are is plainly recognized and thoroughly understood by God. And I hope that it is plainly recognized and thoroughly understood also by your conscience, your inborn discernment. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men righteously, who rules in the fear of the Lord, is as the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, when the tender grass springs out of the earth through the sunshine after rain. But the former governors lived at the expense of the people and took from them food and wine, besides 40 shekels of silver, a large monthly official salary. Yes, even their servants assumed authority over the people, but I did not do so because of my reverent fear of God. Therefore, since these great promises are ours, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates and defiles body and spirit, and bring our consecration to completeness in the reverential fear of God. And Abraham said, because I thought, surely there is no reverence or fear of God at all in this place, they will slay me because of my wife. Is not your reverent fear of God your confidence, and the integrity and uprightness of your ways your hope? Transgression, like an oracle, speaks to the wicked deep in his heart. There is no fear or dread of God before his eyes. As it is written, none is righteous, just and truthful and upright and conscientious. No, not one. No one understands, no one intelligently discerns or comprehends. No one seeks out God. All have turned aside. Together they have gone wrong and have become unprofitable and worthless. No one does right, not even one. Their throat is a yawning grave. They use their tongues to deceive, to mislead, and to deal treacherously. The venom of asp is between their lips. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction, as it dashes them to pieces, and misery mark their ways. And they have no experience in the way of peace. They know nothing about peace. For a peaceful way they do not even recognize. There is no reverential fear of God before their eyes. Then the sword which you fear shall overtake you in the land of Egypt, and the famine of which you are afraid shall follow close after you to Egypt, and in it there you shall die. What you fear will overtake you. If Egypt is a picture of the world, what you fear in the world will consume you. It will overtake you. Why don't we turn to the Lord and let his fear capture us? Because all the promises in Scripture that come from a holy and righteous fear of the Lord are ours. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and strength, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the reverential and obedient fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, neither decide by the hearing of his ears. The spirit of the fear of the Lord rests on Jesus Christ. The prophecy was fulfilled. Where is Jesus? Most of you got it. He's right here. That means that the spirit of the fear of the Lord is waning. This is not an evangelistic scripture, Revelation. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He was writing to the church. He was writing to you and I. Behold, I want back in. If you will open the door, I will come in and I will have fellowship. I will share a meal. I can't wait for Jesus to break bread with me. Do you remember the two disciples on the road to Emmaus? On the day of resurrection, they were walking along, oh, woe is us, oh, woe is us. And the Lord came up on them and talked to them and talked to them. And when he broke bread, their eyes were open and they recognized, and the fear of the Lord came upon them. It has been said that every transformation that's taken place in the earth, and we're in the midst of one here, we're in the midst of one in several areas in the United States, are characterized by several things, and one of them is that the reverential fear of the Lord captures everybody. There's a revival taking place in Scotland right now, and the people in the one town where it broke out won't say anything until they're sure it's the Lord. Talk about self-control being a fruit of the Spirit. Because they don't want to offend the presence of the Lord that's there. They have such a reverent fear and awe of the Most High God in their midst. I'm looking forward to the full manifestation of it. It will be in your generation. Because when that happens, creation worships him. Creation is restored, not by the deeds of men, but by the miraculous power of God. The fear of the Lord settled on the people and they ate. They didn't realize the miracle that Jesus did when the 5,000 were fed. What will you give up for the Lord to do a miracle? Your peanut butter and jelly sandwich? That's what the little boy had. He had his lunch. If we want the holiness of God, we have to ask him for fear. Not that we're afraid of him, but we are in reverent acknowledgement, a state of worship wherever we go, that he wants to meet you face to face, that he wants to speak to you, that he wants to solve your calculus problems, that he wants to solve your farming problems, that he wants to solve your nursing problems, that he wants to solve your business deficiencies, that he wants to do whatever it is he's asked you to do because you fear him. The last thing I hear every night, and the first thing I hear in the morning, is Isaiah 11, verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on me. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And I ask him to take me into his counsel room, to take me into his strategy room, to take me into the place where his glory dwells. I can't get there without the fear of the Lord. There's coming a time when we will gather together and be on our faces. Not because it's a religious act, but because His awesome presence is so heavy, we can't stand. I've been there once. I want it to be an all-the-time thing. Do you know that when you are in the presence of the Lord, there is no disease? There are no broken bones. Evil can't dwell. It's one of the promises of His word that if we will walk in the reverential fear of the Lord, no real evil will come upon us. Father, I ask that You would teach us to walk in reverential fear of Your presence. That You would show us individually how to draw closer to You. That we won't look for a formula, and that we won't look for a method, and that we won't look for a religious practice. Holy Spirit, let Your full manifestation rest on us. Father, I ask that tonight Your Spirit would rest on us. Spirit of wisdom, rest on us. Spirit of knowledge, rest on us. Spirit of counsel, rest on us. Spirit of strength, rest on us. Spirit of knowledge, rest on us. Spirit of the fear of the Lord, rest on us. Lead us in all truth and take us to the place that Jesus ordained for each of us individually and all of us collectively to walk in for Your glory. Spirit of the fear of the Lord, rest on us. Amen.